If the gestures of passing motorists in London is anything to go by, public support for striking nurses is strong. But the chanting disguises a depression within the picket lines. They say it isn't just about pay, it's about the desperate state of the NHS.
What do we want?
Critical care nurse Bijoy Sebastian says he fears for the future.
Our experienced nurses are now leaving for private healthcare companies and agencies. So NHS is losing billions in recruiting them, training them and retaining them. Some of my colleagues left NHS really ashamed that they had to make that choice. But that's what they have to do to get the food on the table, heat their homes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Keep our NHS alive.
They're calling out to keep the NHS alive, but it's on its knees. And many in the medical profession believe the deeper the crisis, the stronger the likelihood is that privatisation will be foisted upon them. Some healthcare professionals believe it's no coincidence that a long run of underfunding in the NHS runs alongside the growth of the private sector.
Currently, private hospitals, they don't train any staff, they don't support them, they don't educate them. They totally rely on NHS staff to be doing extra sessions in the private hospital. So the sending of NHS patients to the private sector actually undermines the stabilisation and the building back of the NHS.
And so as the NHS comes under increasing pressure, the private sector is flourishing. But the NHS is massive by comparison. It has 150,000 beds. There are only 9,000 in the private sector. Routine private surgery, though, is cost-effective, and that helps the NHS when it pays for private providers to carry out operations. But what's more lucrative for the private sector is to take on patients who pay their own way. Recent estimates show a 33% increase in this business over 2 years that adds to big profits from health insurance treatment.
That's a new dynamic, and that's actually more worrying from my perspective. It has several repercussions, but it's certainly the first step towards a two-tier system. We see sort of a separating off of high-quality, high-access healthcare for people who are affluent and can afford it, and a subpar service for everyone else.
The striking nurses have taken their grievances to the government in the hope of a compromise on pay. Their patients need to worry about a different compromise, the dangers of a two-tier system by default. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, London.